You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Again, I'd just like to say thank you to everyone who participated in the show. And I hate to even use the verbiage show because I never saw this as a show. Now, a show infers entertainment. And I've never looked at what I've had the pleasure to do on these airways as entertainment. 855-752-4842 is the number. Certainly whatever it is you want to talk about is fine with me. I'm going to be joined by Dan Schaefer at 9:30. As we close out this segment of the Earl Ingram Show. But again, I'm going to continue to do what I do. And so, listen, this is, probably as difficult. My wife is on the line and, we didn't set this up. I'm probably don't have much to say because I don't have much to say. But anyway, my wife of 43 years is on the line.
Let's get her on.
Hey, good morning, Chi.
Good day. And I don't normally call, but when you opened up the accident, I had to call because there are just a few things. And it's such a long story, I just wanted to add a few little things that were divine intervention. And actually, when before we went down and we're heading to my dad's funeral, I get nervous on the radio. Okay, so I'm just going to breathe and say this and be done with it and go. But before we left, I was a hairstylist for, 40 years, and Mother Mary Ann Christopher, who I found out at her funeral, she was an evangelist. I knew she was a really true Christian in every way. And this woman called us and told me and my youngest son, who at one point was her, she was his child care provider. And he was always interested in God and Bible and everything, and I'm more spiritual and all about the universe and God and a believer in all that is good. And she had us come by, and she put blessed oil on both of us, and she was after me for a week nonstop. You got to come over. And so finally she, come over. I got a AAA map. I said, okay, we went, and she was waiting at the door, and she put blessed oil on both of our foreheads and said we were covered. Okay, now we fast forward, we're down there, we're heading to the funeral, and yes, we had our little disagreement about who's driving. I wanted coffee. He didn't want to stop. And I'm not trying to make this sound like it was you, Earl, but I just had to get this part out. And as we were driving, I was snuggling down, I was kind of scrunching down in the car, and I thought, I'm just going to close my eyes for a minute. And a voice just like Earl's talking to me, it said, don't you go to sleep. And I looked around and I thought, oh my God, what is this? And I sat up, and within minutes, and I don't even mean five, the white line started coming into my peripheral. And I saw we were going down into these cattails, and it's a four-lane highway. And I screamed, grabbed the wheel, and Earl over-directed, and he started, and we swerved and hit the gravel, and of course the car flipped like we were told five times. The car that we landed on our roof, and our car slid into this brand new Cadillac.
Honey.
Oh, okay. Can I just finish this real quick? Okay, because you started this.
Okay.
And the car flipped. The divine intervention was that when we all got out of the car, my youngest son was missing, and onlookers, they came, they lifted that car up. He was totally up underneath that car. He was under the car, like he was a mechanic underneath it. And we were like on a parking lot side by side, and our car was upside down. I pulled them out, and we fast forward, get to the hospital, and the doctor told me, if you had to have a broken back, you got the best one you could get. And my son's head took the rear windshield out. That's how he wound up underneath. Did a U-turn in midair. That's the only way they said he got up under that car. And we walked out of that hospital that day, all of us. I left walking, and the doctor, the best broken back you can get, you know. So, yeah, it was divine intervention. I've never been able to talk about it. Maybe we should do a podcast, something, just put it out there. But your divine intervention, I heard it years ago, haven't been able to keep, you know, to listen. But that's the only reason I called. You know, we love you. You're going to be here more. And that's pretty much it. So that 27 years ago, yeah. And God is real. The universe is real. And whatever you want to call it. So I'm gone.
All right. Thank you. Let's go to Ann. Hey, good morning to you, Ann.
Good morning, Earl. I'm just calling in. Thank you. I really enjoyed the show. I haven't been a long-time listener because I basically found out about the show not too long ago from my brother Tom from L.A. You definitely aren't entertainment. You are a really good fresh air for me because it helps me get through my morning. And you're not entertainment, but Fox News is entertainment. And that's why I like to that you distinguish the difference between your program and other news media out there that is just entertainment. But, you know, I like it because you get to hear the other side. And it helps me speak to people better because of your show. So I want to thank you, and I'm hopefully can follow your podcast. But I do love that we can call in on your show. People don't get to do that, and I think it brings people together. You know, we have more in common than what separates us. But this is going to be a hard run the next few years, and we need to pull together and realize this isn't a Democrat and a Republican fight. This is a fight for we, the people. The working people.
You know, Ann, it's also a battle of good versus evil. And you got to be willing to say that. And no matter how, you know, it bothers people, you got to be willing to call it straight, right? Hey, Ann, it's been a pleasure. Right. You'll be hearing from me. I really appreciate it. It was nice to get to know you. But, no telling what the future holds. Really appreciate it. Donald, you're up next, man. You say what?
Hi, Earl. You know, this is the second time you've done this to me. Way back when you were with Eric Vaughn.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you remember them days.
Oh,
but
at least
I didn't get a chance to say goodbye. All I heard was Elvis Presley music.
Yeah, you remember that.
Right. I wanted to hear you. I didn't want to hear that. But anyhow. And so I figured, doggone it, I'm going to say goodbye this time for sure. I'm not going to let him go this time. It's funny how I came across you. Back in them days, there's no stations to listen to, you know. So I'm just surfing the channel, and all of a sudden I hear this voice, and, hey, this guy sounds a lot like how I think. And that's how I kind of, in fact, to be honest with you, when I was working, yeah, I used to take my radio with you in my truck. I used to listen to you, you know, on my hour off. So I'm really going to miss you, Earl. And you had such a fantastic way about you. You know, you're honest, tell it as it is. And Anyhow, my prayers are always going to be with you.
Hey, Don, man. Don, I appreciate it.
You take care.
Yeah, man. You'll be hearing from me, man, and I hope to be hearing from you. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Tom.
Hey, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government. Second, if the Republicans are spewing it, they're doing it. There you go, CJ. And third, we need to get money completely out of politics. But this morning feels like deja vu. Feels like we did this 8 years ago. What I would call your show, which I'm going to miss the most, and I hope that this can somehow happen through the podcast, but is the community town hall meeting each morning with the callers. The more that terrestrial radio gets away from not hearing the input from the people, we the people, the downfall it's going to be. So I hope that somehow on your podcast, you give us a time so we can listen to it live, maybe, and we can actually call in like we do each day. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to miss Susan with her facts, and I'm going to miss Jeannie from Eau Claire and my sister Ann from Eau Claire, and just so many people I think about, and that's what made your show really, really quite incredible. It's, you know, I think it says somewhere in the Bible, when you bring more and more people together, that's when you find God. And, you know, you're a man that is, you know, even though you're a radio talk show host, your actions speak much louder than your words, my friend. And I hope that there's a way that we can work together, because you are not all the talks about what makes Wisconsin great. Earl Ingram is what makes Wisconsin great. And we've had some disagreements, but honestly, I think for the most part, you know, we believe in giving back to people. And that's actually what makes us feel good. And I'm just sad that some of the callers that are on the other side haven't gotten the chance to say, I may not have been wrong about Donald Trump, but I have been misled like sheep to the slaughter. I've been misled and lied to by other media sources.
Hey, Tom.
Earl, thank you so
listen,
much.
Tom, we'll be in touch, man. I'm not going anywhere, but you and I do have so much in common. We'll stay in touch. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the last Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Let me say this before we go back to the phone lines. You know, when I first got into radio, I was on an all-black network. And so my message was heard basically to the black community. And that was my focus. And I talked about the issues of the community in which I live, in a segregated community. And so that's what I did for a number of years. I talked about issues that impacted and affected my community. And then Mike Crute gave me an opportunity. So I was a black talk show host. And when Mike Crute gave me an opportunity to join his network, I went from an basically all black audience to, you know, integrated audience, predominantly white. And so fast forward to Civic Media, and I've been able to have a focus and a dialogue on communities outside of my own and reach parts of the state that I would have never even imagined that people who lived outside of the city where I lived and the community that I was engaged in would think that I had something of value to say. And so I thank the state of Wisconsin and people who live in rural areas who took the time out to listen to me, because that's very unusual. I don't think, as a matter of fact, I know this to be a fact. This is absolutely true and nobody can dispute it. I think had the most diverse radio show in the entire state. A black man whose audience is probably 98% white, who listened to me and who thought that I had something to add. There is no other show anywhere in this state that can claim that. That's a fact, and nobody can dispute it. So I thank you all for, you know, bringing me and allowing me to come into your homes and have that dialogue. Let's go to Liz. Good morning to you, Liz. You say what?
I just wanted to say that I'm going to miss your show. It's my favorite one on Civic Media, and I'm going to miss your intelligent commentary and that you allowed all sides on your show. So thank you, and you're like a gem to our community, and God bless you.
Hey, Liz, those words mean more to you, to me, than you'll ever imagine. Thank you very much. I'll always remember those words, but I'm not going in. I mean, I'm going to be around, you know, in a different format.
Good.
but thank you. Those words mean the world to me. Let's go to Martin. Good morning to you, Martin. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thank you very much. Hey, Earl, just what you were saying. You're the only host on the radio that can represent the 300,000 Milwaukeeans that live north of North Avenue. Only you can appreciate the isolation and the lack of investment and the nefarious plan on the north side of Milwaukee.
Hey, Martin, call back. Call back, man. Call back. Let's go to Brian. Hey, Brian, you say what?
Hey, good morning. Just want to say thank you for everything. I recently came across Civic Media about maybe 2-3 months ago, and I really just enjoyed your show, taking all the calls, all the insight from, you know, everyone that you have, you know, hosted over the time, and it's just been a wonderful blessing in my life. And I just want to say thank you for everything you do.
Hey, man. Thank you. Thank you as well, man. It means the world to me. Lori, you're up next. You say what?
Yeah, exactly what you were saying about being the only black person or one of the few. That is why I listen to you. So this is unfortunate for me because I only discovered this station about a year ago. And I think I heard, you know, like the first words are maybe Trump, Republican Party. And I thought, oh, God, here's some right-wing news or talk show again. So it was so nice to hear a black man talking. And we need more diversity out there. We need more black voices. I'd love to hear a Native American host of one of these shows. I wish we'd get their perspective because their voice is silenced too. And it's just been so nice. 9 o'clock every morning listening, and now you're going to be gone. I know you're not going totally away, but it's been nice to have this as a sure thing every morning. And I just wish there were more of you out there.
Hey, Lori, thank you. Thank you so very much. You know, all of these things matter. And so I'll always remember these words of wisdom and that have come from the heart. And that's kind of, you know, what I've always done is kind of came from my heart. So 855-752-4842, we're going to be joined. Hang on the phone lines, guys. We're going to be joined by Dan Schaefer on the other side. But hang on the phone lines. We're going to come to you. 855-752-4842. Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Again, the phone lines are open for you to, you know, to share your thoughts on the Earl Ingram Show. And, you know, I think it's important because to me, it was always about the audience and not about me. So anyway, I'm joined by Mr. Dan Schaefer. Who's the political director of Civic Media. Good morning to you, Dan. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks so much for having me on the show. And good to join in a Motown Monday. I've joined the show on a few different times over the last few months, but I think this is my first Motown Monday, and I always love the tunes. I love the old school tunes, so it's good, man. Stuff. Glad to be here.
Well, I'm old school, man, so so it would stand to reason. But, man, you know, there are changes coming, and I've always said to people, life is about changing, making adjustments to what happens, and so that is what I'm getting ready to do, and you know, I kind of relish, I do relish the opportunity to focus on things going on in my community because it's where I started. It's where I started in working and really connecting, and so I'm going to be back in the city of Milwaukee. I'm going to be involved in city politics as I was involved long before. There clearly is a need for that. I'm going to be involved in the county politics, you know, and so I'm going to be involved in making things better for my community. I think that there clearly is a void in that area, and I plan on filling that.
Well, as a resident of the city of Milwaukee myself, I know your voice is such an important one here in the city. And I think about this what you're doing here at Civic Media. It's not the end of the book. It's just time for a new chapter, and you're going to be working with the morning show. You're going to be working on other special projects in Milwaukee. And I think that's a really exciting next chapter. And I think some of the stuff that you've focused on here on the Earl Ingram Show, and specifically the stuff in Milwaukee and talking about lead and drinking water and things like that, I think those are just such important issues, and your passion for those issues, your honesty on the issues always shines through here on the show. And I think, you know, I'm excited for where that's going to take you in this next chapter.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the main areas that I'm definitely going to be dealing with is lead in the public schools, in Milwaukee public schools, an issue that is certainly unacceptable. You can't tell me that 60,000 children in a public school system, and everybody knows that they're exposed to lead. We talk about politics. I call it politics because everybody knows they're exposed to lead. And we know the impact of lead with children, especially young children. And to say that it can't get fixed, and every morning, Monday through Friday, children are exposed to it in the wealthiest nation on earth. We just spent $100 million in a political campaign for a state Supreme Court seat, and somehow that's all right. But we can't get poor children out of lead environments. Man, that can't be acceptable. I don't care how you look at it, but you know what? It is acceptable because it's happening and people are aware. And I don't hear politicians on the city level, on the county level, on the state level, on the national level saying, hey, if these were our children, we wouldn't allow it. So my voice is definitely going to be resonating loud and clear on challenging people to get that fixed, man. We can't get it all fixed, but surely having babies exposed to lead in the wealthiest nation on earth is unacceptable.
Right, and it's, you know, the lead in the drinking water in Milwaukee with the lead pipes has been such a problem for so long. And now what we're seeing with so many of these schools, and it's mostly been a lead-based paint issue in these schools. And it seems like we're only just now understanding how widespread this problem really is. And it's just, you know, it seems like everybody, so many different people have been passing the buck on this over the years. You know, one of the comments that always stands out to me when it comes to lead and water was that, you know, Robin Voss about 4 or 5 years ago now saying that, you know, we can't accept Tony Evers' plan to replace lead pipes because too much money would go to Milwaukee. And I thought, you know, just that it's just a beyond absurd position to take. And these are, you're right, these are children in the state's largest city, the economic engine, the cultural hub. You know, we have to take care of these kids, take care of our next generation. And, you know, I think this project that you're going to be working on in your next chapter here is a really important one. And we just saw the news on it a couple weeks ago with the Trump administration and RFK Jr. saying, you know, the city leadership asked for help in late March and found that not only would the federal government not be there to help, but they're closing their entire lead division at the Department of Health and Human Services. And I think it's, you know, to whatever extent Milwaukee is dealing with these problems, and it's a huge issue, there's going to be other communities across the country, you know, that are like Milwaukee, that have aging infrastructure, that are going to deal with problems like this. And, you know, it's really concerning that it seems like, considering, you know, with who's in office right now, help is not on the way.
Well, you know, I've been a part of an organization for over 10 years fighting this battle about lead in the water with Robert Miranda. And so Robin Voss is more than I don't have any faith in politicksters because, you know, they can make statements like that. And I don't know how they can sleep at night. People are human beings. And so when you, you know, denigrate people to less than human beings, it's one of the problems in our society. Our society is predicated on wealth and on things. and on power, and people be damned. And so I've lived long enough to see that, and I've never accepted that, and I never will. And I'll go to my grave fighting against that kind of arrogance that we can dismiss people, man. I don't care if they're in rural America, if they're in urban America. Human beings are the most valuable and most important entity in this world. And so we, somewhere along the line, we've lost that understanding, and we place party, and we place color, and we place religion, and we place all those things above the fact that we are here on this earth for a short period of time, and in that period of time, we need to figure out a way to work together, not to be separated. So that's kind of, you know, I'm excited about being able to really spend more time focusing on those kinds of things.
Absolutely. And, you know, when it comes to this lead issue, it's not about party. Like, there's not, you know, ideological lines that come down on that. It is about action. It is about taking action to help people in communities beyond Milwaukee. It's, you know, it's not just a problem in Milwaukee. Obviously, it's been pretty pronounced here. And the work you and Mr. Miranda have done over the past decade has been so important. But it's not just Milwaukee that's dealing with this. And I think, it's a bigger issue than we give it, than we realize oftentimes.
No, it's a problem across the entire nation. And so, more than a decade or so ago, it was brought to spotlight in Flint, Michigan. And so people started talking about what was taking place there. And so, you know, if people, and what we hope to do, especially from the podcast that we're going to be doing here on Civic Media, is to inform people that it's all over the country. It's all over the nation. I'd say this. We've got a nation that spends over almost $1 trillion every year, supposedly to defend the American people from invasion. And so we continue to spend this money. We continue to build these new weapons of mass destruction, upgrade our nuclear weapons because we're here. They say we're here to protect the American people. Well, I'd say this. Before you spend another dime on supposedly protecting the American people with your weapons of mass destruction, spend some of that money protecting the American people from being poisoned by lead. Because their real danger is not from outside of the nation. The real danger is from their own kitchens, from the different buildings in this country, right? I mean, we know what the outcome of that is, and that's where the focus should be. But who's going to say it, man? Nobody from in the arena of politics is willing to say it, you know. But I'm going to say it, you know, because it's the right thing to say.
Mm-hmm. We have the capacity to do things that we are not doing. And I think that's what is often so frustrating about politics is that we have the capacity, we have identified the problem, but we're still not able to address it. We're still not able to solve it in the ways that we should. And so, I think having that project on your horizon here as you, kind of turn the page to the next chapter with what you're doing here with us at Civic Media, I think it's such an important issue, and I'm really looking forward to all the work that you're going to be doing on that.
Well, you know, my voice is still going to be around with politics, man, because and people say, man, isn't that politics? It's politics. I said, man, I haven't lived 70 years and not focused on politics. You know, I started focusing on politics as a young man, and I've been able to see politics for 50 years or more, understanding it, watching it. And it is heartbreaking when you see where it is and what it can do. When you're in a representative government like we live in, and we have to trust in the people we elect that we put in office to fend for us, and then you see that that's not what's taking place, why should we be silent on that? I just don't get that. I don't understand. We live in a democracy, and I grew up believing in that. People taught me you go and vote, and I voted in every election since I was 18 years old. Never missed one. But things haven't really changed for the good. And so I have a jaded view of it because I don't see anything on the horizon that's saying it's going to change for the better in anytime soon.
That's why we all got to put the work in on this, right? We all got to keep working at it. And the work that you're doing on this is so important, and I'm so grateful for it.
All right, man. I'm going to take some more calls, man. Thank you very much. We'll be
in
touch.
Thanks for being here. We'll be in touch. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to come to the phone lines. 855-752-4842. You're tuned in.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show for today. Tomorrow will be my last show on the air. Let's go to Jim. Good morning to you, Jim. You say what, sir?
Good morning, Earl. I say thank you for continuing to put on your program over all the years to the different stations you've been on. It's been a pleasure to hear your voice, your point of view. Through all this time, you have never hesitated to speak truth to power, which is so important in these days and times. But you've also made a venue for allowing to hear the truth of the people in the community speak to power and to give them that opportunity as well, which is something that's so rarely done anymore. It's usually about pushing somebody's point of view. And you let anybody come on with their point of view, whether you agreed with them or not, and you listen to them thoughtfully and provokingly and have a discussion. When you agree, when you don't agree, you have a discussion that's open and wonderful. And I want to thank you for the times that I've had the ability to sit in that chair across from you in the studio and talk to you about issues facing people in our communities. And you coming out to events and broadcasting from events to let people know what's going on in the community, such as when you come out to Workers' Memorial Day or other events, so that we hear all the truth from all the peoples in our community. And that it's so desperately needed and so very rarely found. Thank you, Earl.
Hey, Jim, man, thank you very much, man. I'm not done. You know, Workers Memorial, I'm going to be there. Labor Day, I'm going to be there. Come hook or crook, I'm going to be there. Thank you very much for the call. Terry, you're up next.
You got me, Earl?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, thanks for bringing sanity to the Northwoods, Earl. You know, as a voice amongst all the right-wing stations. And I remember when you were on what, 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock, Earl?
Oh yeah.
Day, was it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know when you moved to the 2-hour show. Was that 4 years ago? Hey, man,
in my memory, I can't, you know.
Well, anyway, Earl, you and I went through the, we're about the same age, so we know the same things, remember the same things.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate the battle that you're about, that you've taken on, and you're going to continue to take on. So I hope to run into you when I'm in Milwaukee sometime, or I'll shake your hand. And
hey, Terry, pleasure's been all mine, man. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Cindy, you're up next. You say what?
Well, I just want to kind of feed off the last caller and just say thank you for your voice of reason. I've only been listening to you since Civic Media came into our area, but I've enjoyed you. I'm going to terribly miss you. I know you'll be doing a podcast, but I have crazy hours. I don't know if I'll be able to catch much of them. But anyway, good luck to you in your future ventures, and hopefully our paths will cross down the road.
Hey, Cindy, thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Scott, you're up next.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Is this Earl?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. I wanted to say I want to thank God for sparing your life. He's got work left for you, and you're doing it. I respect you, man. You're shining the light of what to do, the path, doing the right thing. Lead is poison, not for people, not for children. We all know it. Stop it at school. If there's a guy feeding kids lead in a bottle, we stop it.
Yes.
I'm glad you're concentrating and putting it out there. So many people don't even get it. You get it, man. You're the way to be.
Hey, Scott, man, thank you from the depths of my heart. I really appreciate that. And I'm going to keep on battling, man, knowing that I've got people like those who listen to this show since I've been on the air to support me. I'm never going to waver, never going to get weak. I'm only going to get stronger. So thank all of you. Jeannie, you're up next.
Hi, Earl. I don't like Bison. I'm going to keep trying to find you because I've been listening to you since I found Dom and Coot, and you are definitely a gem. You are just wonderful, a man of integrity, intelligence, and truly cares about everybody. And, Earl, I'm going to keep trying to find you wherever you go because you are a blessing, and thank you so much for all you've given all of the listeners in the state of Wisconsin and the world. Thank you.
Hey, Jeannie, thank you very much from the depths of my heart, and to everybody, and even those who listened but didn't call. I have enjoyed immensely this opportunity. I've relished it. I never took it lightly. If you know me, I think in all the time that I've been on these airways, I might have missed 3 days. I didn't take vacations. I didn't take a lot of days off. I think I had, it might have been 10 days total with illness and those kinds of things because I knew the value of these airways. And so I never took them lightly. And so I knew that there were people who would get up to listen to me. And so even if I felt like I didn't want to come in, I knew that I owed something to those people who thought I had something of value to say. That's why I always came here. And you knew that my voice was always going to be here. So thank all of you for listening. I'll be back on tomorrow, a very special show. Really appreciate it, and we'll talk soon. You've been tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
Let's go.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.